Let's talk sport now with Russell Barwick from the Sports Television Network, ESPN Australia. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Kathy. We're all rejoicing in victory celebrations.
The Ashes are ours.
Yes, they are.
Sorry, Russell.
I was about to say, and you would have thought it was the biggest story in the world.
But it didn't get all the headlines.
No, it didn't. Particularly in the eastern states, New South Wales and Queensland, with the Cronulla decision coming down yesterday from the NRL, and many in the cricketing world are a little bit peeved that the timing of it happened almost when Australia wrapped up the Ashes, because, of course, Cronulla and a couple of their employees, or former employees now, have been fined and a few guys suspended after the ASADA inquiry. Now, it was a $1 million fine, but it really wasn't, because $400,000 was suspended. And I'm getting the, you know, what's with the suspended fine. If you're going to fine someone, fine them, and don't sort of call it $1 million when actually there's $400,000 suspended and it's only $600,000. Mm. Coach Shane Flanagan has been told he can't be involved for a year, so he's been suspended. And the man at the centre of it all, Trent Elkin, their high-performance guy, has been banned from the NRL for at least 2 years. Now, he's currently with Parramatta. All the parties concerned say they'll vigorously defend the charges, but the Sharks are saying they'll survive. They won't be going anywhere. They've got $30 million in the coffers to fight these charges and any ongoing charges, because there is some talk that players who have been subjected to this treatment and these different sort of peptides and the like are about to launch legal action against the club for not providing a safe working environment.
So it could get very expensive for the club.
Oh, it's rugby league, Kathy. It's always going to involve lawyers and it's always going to be expensive. And I suppose the crazy thing about it is the timing was so, you know, worked in with the result of the Ashes. But what the NRL have done very smartly is they've effectively waited till the AFL have made and laid their charges and then waited for the dust to settle before they've actually come out and said what they can do. Whereas the AFL went out and fired off everybody and then had to come back and defend charges and did deals under the table. And obviously that's now come out that deals were done behind the scenes. The NRL have basically just taken their time, and plenty of people were you know, critical of it, but in the end, I think it's been a smart play. And last night, I was out having a little drink and a dinner at a Christmas party, and lo and behold, half of the NRL boards are celebrating just down the road at a very prestigious restaurant here in Sydney. So I don't know how they were affected, but I reckon $600,000 the fine. There was probably a couple of thousand swallowed up in the bill last night at this particular restaurant.
Russell, I expect there are a few bevvies consumed in Perth last night as well, but did anyone do anything untoward in the Australian team after the Ashes win?
I imagine you're referring to the English when they won the Ashes. They did a few little naughty things on the cricket pitch. No, I'm told reliably that the Australians were very well behaved, at least for the cameras. And a few people were a bit critical of the cameras being in and around the dressing sheds. But good luck to the boys. 3-0. They deserve to celebrate. And their next game's not until the Boxing Day test. They sort of all assemble in Melbourne in the next couple of days. But fabulous win. 3-0. Let's go for 5-0.
Absolutely. That's our goal. Russell, thanks very much.
Talk to you soon.